And welcome to another episode of Slick Picks. Today is December the 5th. Little late on the recording. My original upload didn't go through. So we're just going to redo it. Going to be a little late on 12 o'clock games. I apologize. But hopefully we can get some of these picks in. Last episode we went 4-4. Down 1.35 units. Not great, but staying around 500, so we can't complain. Year, we're on 57.63, up 61.36 units. So we look to add to that this weekend. Of course, we usually struggle during the week and make it up on Saturday and Sunday. So we're hoping to do the same. So we start off with Virginia Tech and Clemson. I've got Virginia Tech plus 22.5. That's over that magic 3-touchdown number. When betting football, you want to look at it in terms of touchdowns. So you want to look for 6.5, 13.5, 20.5. Once you get to like 8.5, 16.5, 22, that means the line has moved and you want to take advantage of that. Because normally it's going to fall right under that. So I've got Virginia Tech plus 22.5 at minus 112. Next, we got Boston College and Virginia. The pro line on this was Boston College plus 2.5. So I went ahead and took Boston College money line at plus 198. I'm sure that's gone down by now. I make my picks on Wednesday. So I've got Boston College money line. Still take advantage of that. Next, we got Nebraska and Purdue under 62.5 at minus 112. The pro line on that was 55.5. So we can really take advantage of that. I think that would be a low-scoring game. Next, we've got Rice and Marshall at over 44.5. Marshall, high-scoring, high-power offense, could get 44.5 on their own. That's set at minus 118, one unit to win, 0.85 units. Next, we got Oklahoma State against TCU. I went ahead and took the money line because it was the same as the spread. It's sitting at minus 112. And we've got South Alabama plus 4.5 at minus 110. South Alabama has a 6.8% edge on this, so we went ahead and took advantage of that number. I like that bet. Next, my game of the week, BYU and Coastal Carolina. Just really interested to see how these two teams play each other. Coastal Carolina's got a good offense. How do they do against BYU's defense? I think it would be a high-scoring affair. The number's at 61.5, so we went ahead and took that minus 108, and that's one unit to win 0.93 units. Next, we got Iowa State at minus 6.5. This is, like I was saying, you want to find it around a touchdown. So 6.5, that's one touchdown. It's sitting at minus 106, so pretty much even money. We're going to go ahead and take advantage of that. Next, we got some college basketball. We got Gonzaga, minus 2.5 against Baylor. I think the number should be a little bit bigger than that. I really like Gonzaga. I think they're going to make us a lot of money this year. So we put one unit on that. Next, we've got Abilene Christian. They're a good against the spread team. The line on that is at minus 1, at minus 14.5, sitting at minus 114. So we're going to take advantage of that. Next, another team that I really like. We kind of got burnt a little bit on the money line on the last episode. But the line on this right now is 14.5 at minus 106. So pretty much even money. We're going to take VCU in that one. Next, we got some soccer. I know we've gotten burnt by soccer and gotten away from soccer, but we're going to go ahead and bet on it again because we don't learn anything. We got Chelsea minus 1.5, scoring a lot of points, 10 wins in a row, got them at plus 145, and we got Bayern money line and both teams to score at plus 115. That's one unit to win 1.15 units. Sunday slate, don't have much going on Sunday slate. Got a lot of games on Monday that I like that we're going to take advantage of in Sunday night's episode. Got Saints Falcons over 45.5 at minus 106, pretty much even money. And we're taking the Titans as my hammer again. I guess I'm an honorary Titans fan. Taking them at a touchdown, minus 6 at minus 105, pretty much even money. Two units to win 1.9 units. So pretty much getting your money back. Those are the picks for this weekend. go ahead and cash them in, and we'll see you on Sunday night.